are definitely taking care of business once again. It's Saturday morning. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, on Biz Talk, along with Tony Bush.
Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm better than I deserve.
And did you get here safely?
I did. I had help from Gold Badge Driver.
Without a speeding ticket?
Well, I got lucky. I got lucky.
You're driving 40 miles to get here now, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm covering some ground and driving in some of these little small towns I got to go through. They got one officer, and he's looking out for me. When's Rossetti coming through?
Is he looking out for you or out looking for you?
I think. But I got some folks in the studio this morning going to teach me quick getaways. We're not going to go there. But we're going to talk driving this morning.
Yep.
And we're going to talk driving instruction and some interesting stuff. We started, 3 weeks ago? We began with junk. Then we went to comedy. And this week we're talking about driving, our last few shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're covering the gamut here on Biz Talk.
Yeah, our guest Junk was Truckin' Junk.
And
Kevin does a nice job, and he had a good response to the show too the following week.
Yeah,
I talked to him, and
good
deal. He had a good response to the program, and that was a great show.
Good deal, and we're gonna cover some ground this morning, and no pun intended there.
In fact, if the listening audience wanted to listen to the show, they can go to biztalkwithscore.com,
right.
And it's archived out there. And Robbie does a great job of putting all the shows out on the archives for us.
All the shows that we've covered, I think, over the last year and a half are out there. So, folks, if you want to go, just click on the show you want to listen to and pick one out. But
Jim, our BizTalk program, as you know, benefits the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our SCORE chapter is, you and I are both SCORE mentors, and our SCORE chapter covers three cities, Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, an 8-county area. We have about 60 mentors in the chapter, and we offer free advice and counseling and mentoring to entrepreneurs and those who are in business and want to grow their companies. Our headquarters is down at the Chamber Building down in Appleton. You can visit our website at scorefoxcities.com. And if someone is interested in scheduling a session with a mentor, just fill out the application on the website.
Right online.
Hit the send button. And probably within a week, someone will be contacting you. We're a volunteer organization, so we only staff our office about 2 mornings a week. But someone will be contacting you, follow up, and schedule a session.
Before I give out the phone numbers, why don't we mention our sponsors?
Absolutely. Our sponsors for the program, who really bring this program to our listening audience each weekend, include Associated Bank, who's been a very good sponsor for our BizTalk program for a number of years, and we appreciate their support. Albertson Haling, CPA firm. Kurt Haling and his partner have their offices in Green Bay and Appleton, and right now they're pretty busy. They got another week to go with the tax season and so on. Sawaski Law and Ertel Sawaskis are one of our newer sponsors.
Just joined us,
And we're very delighted to have her on board. She does business law, intellectual property law. So we'll be hearing from Ann on May 21st. No, she changed the date. It's in June now.
June 11th.
Yep. Okay, so she'll be here June 11th, our guest. We also have Lakeview Credit Union is a sponsor. They're a new sponsor. They're a full annual sponsor with us. And we'd like to mention a special thank you to the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical. And as I say every weekend, if a business owner out there wants to keep up with the Business News, every 2 weeks the Business News comes out for $20 a year. That's good.
That's a good bang for the buck. Yeah.
Good return.
Yeah. And actually, if you want to give us a call this morning, I'm giving away some books. So if people will call us or come on the air with us with a comment or a question, we'll get your call in right away, and we'll give one of our SCORE counselors, Mao Nguyen, who was on about maybe a month ago or so. Mao did a great job, and he wrote a book called Winning Ways for Life.
It's a great book. It's inspirational. Yeah. It's financial terms, financial strategies, but it's based on his life.
His life story, yeah.
And how he used these things in his life. It's a great read.
Kind of a nice rags-to-riches story, and although he's not, I don't know, rich, but he's done well. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's rags-to-riches, but it's also a book about finding happiness and putting money in its place, but still enjoying life. Yeah. It's a really well-written book.
I've been sending them out, and so any callers that give us a call, and people have been feeding back that the book is excellent, so I've only heard good. And we'll be glad to get you one of those. If you want to call us, you might want to write these numbers down. It's 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, And if you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. If you are outside the area, you can use our TDS Metrocom toll-free line. That's 866-887-1150, and we'll get you right in here. And why don't we go ahead and take a quick break before we get started this morning. We're going to be talking about driver ed this morning. Great show, so we hope you stay with us right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. You're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anner Telsawoski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anna Tell Sawaski from Sawaski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawaski Law at 920-687-1730.
Okay, we are back on Biz Talk. We're talking business, and if you've been listening to the show, you know every week we talk empowerment strategies for people that want to start a business, maybe that have started a business, and some of you out there are what we would call mature business owners. What would you say, Tony? 5 years or more?
Might be statistically 5 years.
Yeah,
pretty much learned all your lessons, but you're still learning.
You passed a milestone, though, if you made it
that far. You at least know how to solve a lot of problems.
There you go. And we like to bring guests on the show. We like to bring on people that entrepreneurial individuals that are working at it, started a business, came up with an idea, and instead of just letting it be an idea, actually put it to work and made a business out of it. And this morning we have a couple of guests in the studio. We got Mr. Peter Thielen and Thomas Witzak. Tom and Pete, I should probably, that sounds better, less formal, right? And they have begun a company called Gold Badge Driver Training. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you aboard. And I think we first became aware of you through one of our score counselors sent me an email and told me about your business. And then I went out their website and I started peering through and I said, hey, that'd be an interesting thing to talk about. So we got you on this morning a little bit. Pete, I'm going to start with you because you're the one that actually began this business back in November of last year.
That is correct.
Yeah, brand new business. So what, you know, prompted you? You said the idea came in your mind because of an incident that you went through with one of your children, right?
Well, I've been wanting to do it for several years, but what prompted it was I wasn't happy with a driver training my daughter went through and decided to start my own based on I'd been teaching cops how to drive out at the technical college for 12 years, and I thought I could take that experience and relay it over into teaching kids how to drive.
Make a real business out of it.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, Your background is law enforcement, and you're currently still active in law enforcement, right?
Yes, I've been a police officer for 24 plus years.
Okay, all right. And so basically, what makes it unique is your law enforcement background, and that's what you're gearing your company to be. All your people are going to be your teachers, drivers, instructors will have a law enforcement background.
That is correct. When I was a road officer, one of my goals was to make sure kids 16 to 18 always had a positive experience with law enforcement. I actually didn't give kids tickets on the first time I came across them, which I'm not sure I should be saying that, but I wanted their experience.
How come I didn't get you when it came time to get stopped?
I wanted their experience to be a positive one, and I thought this was a way I could once again do that, even though I'm not on the road anymore. They get to interact with police officers, law enforcement officers through from the state, and hopefully have a positive experience and see that we are human and that we know how to have fun too.
Yeah, it's a reality. But now, what you're doing is basically you've got your own facility, you've got your own vehicles, fleet of vehicles, or one vehicle.
It's a fleet of one.
The fleet's coming. Go ahead, Tony, again.
Yeah, Pete, in terms of starting your business, your vision was you saw a need. There's a niche out there to add some quality driver education for kids. And what is the vision of your company? What is your mission? What are you trying to accomplish?
Like we tell the parents and the students when they come get enrolled in our school, our goal is not just to get them to pass the driver's ed test. It's to make them safe drivers.
Right.
And we will be offering things that law enforcement experience. Tom and I both been to several fatalities involving kids and adults, and we learned a lot from that. And our hope is that we can relay that to the kids and teach them to become safe drivers and put them in situations that hopefully will save their life someday.
Now, you mentioned before the show that Tom is your partner, a mentor, a good friend. Tom, what is your background? And you and I have known each other for a long time. Why don't you share with our audience what your background is?
You put me on the spot there in terms of age.
Well, the last 10 years.
I've been involved in law enforcement for a number of years. I started out in Milwaukee and came to Appleton, was on the Appleton PD for a number of years, and then went into the technical college as an associate dean in charge of the program. I've been teaching the emergency and pursuit driving for over 30 years, and not only at the tech, but Pete and I have been teaching nationally also. So we feel that experience, is going to certainly benefit the young drivers as they approach that age to get their driver's license.
Pete, since you started the company, you started website. You built a website, right? I think you said your wife did that?
Yes.
She did a great job.
Yeah, beautiful job.
She's the brains behind the operation.
Tell us what your website address is and your phone number in case anyone would like to contact you maybe next week.
It's goldbadgedrivertraining.com, and the number is 920-740-3710.
And what was that phone number again? I didn't write that down.
920-740-3710.
And the web address is goldbadgedrivertraining.com.
Correct.
Yep. So
it's a very good website. It's interactive and it answers a lot of questions. What you have out there is like a frequently asked question page, but you also have a pricing page for the different types of services. How did you develop the services? How did you come about the different programs that you offer?
We didn't reinvent the wheel. We went to a lot of websites throughout the United States, actually. We have a couple friends in other states that have driver school, law enforcement personnel, and we gleaned a lot of their information and used it.
What makes your driver school unique? Why is your driver school going to succeed? Because there are other driver schools out there.
That is correct. And again, our hope is that our driver school teaches kids things that they won't learn at the other ones. We have the Easy Drift rings, which simulate skids, teaches kids how to get out of a skid. We're the only driving school in the United States that has that available. Tom and myself are the only two instructors in the United States right now to teach that.
You mentioned master instructors, right?
That is correct. We're master instructors.
For the whole U.S.?
Yes, meaning we can teach other people, train them to become instructors.
What do these rings do?
I'll let Tom answer that.
Tom's a technician. You're on the spot, Tom.
Yeah. The the rings are a heavy plastic, and they're actually manufactured in Holland, and they go on, they fit on the right around the tire. So you put them on the tire, and then you take the vehicle out, and you don't need a skid pad, you don't need water, you don't need any controls in the vehicle. They just manufacture a skid themselves by a person not properly controlling the vehicle. So you can actually do this at 20 miles an hour.
A low speed.
A low speed, wow. Yeah, in a parking lot. And when you do that, if you, you know, don't steer the vehicle properly or you accelerate excessively with it, you'll induce a skid with the vehicle. So it teaches you proper acceleration, deceleration, proper braking, proper cornering. And if the vehicle, if you do lose control of it, you know, you should try to regain control. If you don't, the skid at 20 miles an hour, the impact of it is like 40, 50, 60 miles an hour.
So is this something new, Tom, that the development of the rings?
Yes.
A new...
Actually, the inventor was a race car driver, and he was seriously injured as a result of a race that he was involved in. He still enjoys speed, so he wanted to do something because he was told he cannot race anymore because of the severity of the injuries that he sustained. So he wanted to do something, and he actually did this for his own use.
Enjoyment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've heard the term drifting.
Yeah. Sure.
So he kind of built those to do the drifting, and he thought, well, you know, this is probably going to get me in trouble. somebody said, you know, why don't you look at this for law enforcement and maybe teen driving? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it progressed.
As a learning tool, that's basically. Okay.
A great idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you mentioned that in your company, Pete, that you have the rights to distribute this product in the Midwest states?
That is correct. We are distributors for the Midwest, the four states surrounding Wisconsin.
So other driving training schools can order these from you?
They could, yes.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. I want to give out the phone numbers, Tony, before...
Sure.
So if somebody wants to give us a call this morning, we're talking to Gold Badge Driver Training. 281-1150 if you're in Appleton. If you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. And outside the area, it's 866-887-1150. Yeah.
I think one of the really unique things in your business, Pete and Tom, is that not only do you have a driver education school, and a lot of people think of that and they say, okay, I'm going to go out for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, whatever, hope I get enough points, pass the written test, pass the driver test, I got my license, I'm going to go party. But this is a whole lot more serious about
party and lose my license right away, right?
Is it? Yep. Driver education is you want to leave some kids and other students with what happens if you're not paying attention behind the wheel.
Yes,
that's got to be in our back of our minds all the time.
Yes, and part of it is part of the training, the 30-hour classroom training is drugs and alcohol, how they affect the system. We actually, either it's the worst student in the class or a volunteer, but we actually run them through a drunk driving arrest to show them what it's like if they were to drink and drive and what happens to them. We actually handcuff them, mm-hmm. and it can be humiliating even though it's in a controlled atmosphere, but it sends a message to them.
They know what it feels like.
Yes. Yes, they do.
The other thing about your business model is you're building the business model to be a driver education for all age groups. You've diversified a little bit, so you can take your business model, making it duplicatable to other areas, and now you have these rings that go on the tires, and you're the distributors, you're the master trainers, so you've got a pretty broad approach to the business. You're not just relying on getting kids in the car and driving them around for 30 hours. You've got other aspects to your business.
That's true.
Multi-dimensional business.
Exactly. Yeah. And the basis was the, you know, for the young people, right. for the driver's education. Right. But, you know, with that, we have the Easy Drift rims. But we also offer training defensive driving for all ages. We offer classroom for, you know, elderly people to learn a little bit more about some of the changes in the laws, for an example, the roundabouts and things like that that people have difficulty with. So, you know, we want to reach all ages in terms of driving because our goal is, you know, to make our roadways safer.
Yeah, one of the things you talk about the classroom education. I think the best education I ever got was from getting a speeding ticket, and I had to get the classroom training. I was part of the penalty. Yeah, and I learned so much. I thought, I don't want to go through this junk. It was really, really educational. So how many hours of educational or training go into the application?
There are 30 hours of classroom that they have to attend.
Of classroom alone?
Correct.
Gotcha.
And then another, either they can choose the option of 9 hours of driving behind the wheel, or they can have 6 hours of driving and 6 hours of observing.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, we're coming up on a break here. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
401k or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Okay, we are back. We are talking business right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. And we are talking with Pete Thielen and Tom Witzak of the Gold Badge Driver Training. We're talking about driver education, and they've started a new business. The business just got launched last November, and we're talking about law enforcement backgrounds of all the instructors here and the classroom
training. Some very valuable knowledge in this business.
Well,
and it's more than just driver education. It's beyond that. It's motivating people to be aware.
Sure, yeah.
It's a vision that they want to make it duplicatable and take it out to other places because it's valuable.
But just for people that have ideas sometimes that come into their head, Pete actually started this business because he saw a need or a void in the marketplace and launched the business.
Well, Thomas Edison had a really good saying. He said the value of an idea is in applying it and using it.
Right.
So we can have ideas, and so many times, Jim, as score counselors, we hear folks had an idea and they just didn't
let it pass until somebody else does it.
I'll do it later, you know, but if you let it go, someone else is going to pick it up and run with it, and then you're going to look back and say, I had that idea, you know. So the value lies in doing something about it.
Well, let me just ask you now, Pete, because you got the idea, so you got to go out and you got to launch it, and that people think, well, that's just from idea to actual physically doing it is there's a little more than just, you know, a split second decision, right?
That is correct. And to be honest, that's what I thought at first too, that we could be up and running in no time at all. But getting a license and again, my wife Susan has been instrumental in working behind the scenes. Tom and I work the classroom. She does everything else. You've had the opportunity to see some of our pamphlets and stuff.
Yeah,
she's the brains behind that, and without her, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Very fortunate you got a graphic designer in the family, because this is something that a lot of people would have to go out and hire this done. You had to purchase a vehicle, and you had to rent a building.
That is correct.
That means you had to sign a lease. You had to find a location, scout a location before you actually... So there's quite a bit of work involved in doing this. Did you get to a point where you said, whoa, what did I get myself into?
And like I said, the brains behind the operation probably said that before I did. What did we get ourselves into?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Reality check.
But she was the motivating factor, right?
Yeah. And then in the long run, the hope is that it does pay off. And again, our goal is to teach kids how to be safe drivers and not only to pass the test, but to be responsible citizens right. also. We incorporate, we have law enforcement coming into our classroom, area law enforcement coming in.
Speaking to the students?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's something I don't think you can take away from their experiences, what the officers can bring into that
right.
classroom.
But the great thing, I think, of law enforcement as part of your curriculum here and having that as an integral part of the business is the credibility it brings to what you're doing.
Yeah, because we've been there. We've seen the accidents where kids didn't do what we're going to train them to do, and we've seen the consequences of that. So our hope is that, you know, we can relay that to them, either by ourselves, our own experience, or through the experience of the officers that we bring into the classroom.
So if anybody calls, if you want to get a refresher, folks, and that doesn't hurt, you can call, give us a call at 281-1150 in the studio here, 281-1150. If you are in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. If you're outside the area, it's 866-887-1150.
Pete, in terms of your business and launching the business, You told us before the break, you kind of like confessed, and we didn't have a light on you, we weren't interrogating you, but you just admitted that you didn't really start with a business plan, but you're working on one now.
That is correct.
And you can't really do a business alone, can you?
No, you can't. We did meet with my personal banker, Associated Bank, helped me a lot, but I did, through Susan again, we researched the chamber and found out about SCORE, and Bill Devine has been our SCORE mentor mm-hmm. and has been instrumental in helping us and giving us guidance in a lot of different areas of our business.
Yeah, and it's good to have someone who's going to advise you in those areas, like someone who, like Bill, has run a chain of drugstores. He's been through it. He knows what to point out to you so you don't make some of the mistakes right. he might have made. You need a good attorney, you need a good accountant, you need marketing, like Jim mentioned, someone to help right. with the brochures and so on. Nobody can really do it all alone.
No, there's not enough time.
And two heads are always better than one, because someone's going to come up with an idea and generate a better idea.
And I probably haven't given Tom enough credit as far as our classroom material. He has been the one that has put all that together and has worked endlessly.
It's amazing what Tom has learned and what he can produce in just the last 15 years of his career. I mean, he only started 15 years ago.
He'll tell you that.
Now, Tom, you were Appleton PD, right?
Correct.
About 92, wasn't it, Tom?
Yeah.
That's when you started?
Yeah, 92 or 94, I can't remember.
Back when they were walking beats.
Pete, what's your website again? If someone wants to get a hold of you, what's your website and your phone number?
It's goldbadgedrivertraining.com.
Yep.
And it's 920-740-3710.
Now, your market includes, we've been talking about kids a lot, but you do all age groups. And with the boomers coming into those years when we need glasses and thicker glasses and we might not be reflexing as fast as we used to reflect, you know. Do any training on them for them?
Yes, we do offer training for those individuals, both classroom, you know, a refresher, and we can do a refresher behind the wheel with those individuals also. Because there's a number of changes in the laws that come about that we never know about, you know.
Yeah.
So for people to be aware of those things and how to respond to it, for an example, there's one law that's been out there now for several years, and there's a number of people that still aren't aware of it. Police officers were being injured and killed as a result of vehicles coming too close to them when they were out on a traffic stop.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
You know, you're required to slow down and move over into the other lane when possible,
right.
when passing, and people aren't aware of that, you know,
yeah.
so that one is critical. So
there's another law, Tom, that I found out personally, I had no idea was out there. This is like 5 or 7 years ago. We're getting off Highway 41 on an exit ramp. And an officer had had his lights on, and he had a car pulled over, and he was on the like in, there was like a two-lane exit ramp. Or no, it was a single-lane exit ramp, but it was wider than one lane.
Okay.
So I went off to the left. He was on the right with this other car, so I went to the left, and I crossed that white line on the exit ramp, and he stopped me, and he pulled me over, and he didn't give me a warning or a verbal admonishment. He said, "You're not supposed to cross that white line."
The solid white line.
The solid white line. I had no idea.
You see that every day where people are in such a hurry.
I had no idea.
They'll cut across behind somebody on that solid white line, and you're supposed to wait until you clear that solid white line when you enter the highway.
Yeah.
Well, this was an exit ramp.
Right.
Yeah. And I was getting off and on the ramp, and he had the car pulled over, and I could... He had like half the lane, but my left tires went on over the left white line.
Okay.
But he flagged me down. I stopped, and he came over, and he said, "You just broke the law, sir." I didn't even know about it. So your point of laws changing and different things happening over the years is important.
Exactly.
Okay, we are talking biz right here on BizTalk. If you want to give us a call, we still got we've got open lines. We can get you in here at 281-1150. If you're outside the area, it's 866-887-1150. Our guests this morning are Pete Thielen and Tom Witzek of the Gold Badge Driver Training. And great opportunity, and I'm hoping there's going to come a point where certain seniors, my dad is 96 and he's still driving. I don't know how much he drives anymore, but maybe there should be, as people age and get older, as we're all doing, a point where people have to come back and go through something like your program. Is you see that coming? As a state law or a federal law?
No.
Yeah. Nope.
No. Well, driving is a privilege. It's not a right.
That's correct.
Right.
A lot of people think it's a right, but it's a privilege.
Yeah. I've dealt with several of our legislators regarding that issue.
Sure.
You know, and there's no set age like 65, 75, 85, because everybody, you know.
It's different.
For every individual.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you bring those issues up to them, it's, well, cost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's more important, the safety of those individuals or cost?
Right.
And obviously cost wins out in those situations. But, there, you know, there should be some remedial training or some form of training for those individuals so that they're, you know, comfortable behind the wheel and you're comfortable, but there are means that we can deal with that.
I was thinking, Tom, and you're absolutely right, why does it have to be, and you use the word remedial to mean review and do over and refresher type stuff, but when I was in school, if I had to take remedial math, I was kind of like being punished. I wasn't up to par, so I had to go to remedial class.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a slant we could all bring to this training to make it positive, to make it reinforcing, and not make people feel like they're on the way out or they're in a remedial type of class, that negative side of remedial.
Exactly. And we feel that, you know, what we offer is not a, you know, sit back and, oh boy, this, what's, you know, let's get this hour over with or this 2 hour over
have
with.
Have some fun and make it meaningful.
Well, and that's what we do, you know.
Right.
Like, for an example, one of the things that we do with the individuals that nobody else does is they have to change a tire on a car. They have to check oil. They have to check the transmission fluid. They have to check the foo-foo valve. Oh, there is no such thing.
Wait a minute. I talked to Kenny Kimper this morning.
He knows how to tune them.
So they have that opportunity, you know, to look at the car. And
fluid levels, basic stuff.
Right. You mean there's more than just a key?
Yeah, exactly.
There's more to it? What does that light mean?
Yes.
Now, what about braking, things like that? I mean, people let the brakes go until they squeak or until the lights come on your dashboard.
Yeah, and we, you know, we discuss all of that stuff in the classroom also. I mean, for an example, the if your vehicle has ABS,
mm-hmm.
We talk about that.
ABS is the automatic braking system?
Yes.
Where they stop and go real fast?
Yeah, that light has a tendency to pop up
right.
a lot.
Yeah, and if that light comes on, you still have brakes, but you don't have ABS brakes. people don't realize that. Some people don't even realize what kind of brakes they have in their vehicle.
So without the ABS brakes, what's going to be the difference?
The vehicle reverts to your standard brake.
Oh, okay.
And then there's more of a tendency to skid out or something.
Right. And if you use them like you use the ABS, you're gonna induce a skid. So you have to know how to use, you know, those types of brakes also.
Okay. We got a caller on the line, Sonny. Okay. Sue is on the line. Sue, are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sue.
My question is, when you take the class and you send your children to the class, will you be able to get a reduced rate in your insurance?
Hey, good question.
Good question. That's a very good question. We are working on that very thing right now. What we would like to do down the road is, you know, if your child takes the class, they're successful in it, and they get their license, we're looking at a period of time, say 3 years, that they go without a crash, 3 years without a ticket, 3 years without an underage drinking arrest. Then we would partner up with insurance companies and car dealerships, where the insurance companies would give a special rate to the individuals, the car dealerships would give a deal to the individuals on a new or used vehicle. So we're looking at that concept.
And the same with senior citizens?
The same would hold true with senior citizens. That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the call, Sue. We got John on the line. John, are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to make a comment about the remedial training that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm from Wisconsin, but went to college in Arizona. And if you get a ticket there, you can have the ticket dismissed if you pay and go to a, I can't remember if it was 6 or 8 hour driving school.
12 hours.
And I did that when I was 20 years old, only 4 years after getting my license, and I even learned a lot. I guess when you're 15, you don't absorb 100% of it.
You think you know it all, right, John?
So you pay the ticket, John, and then you go to the classroom training, and then you can get the points.
The ticket goes right towards the classroom, but it's a great way to update somebody on, you know, on the training that they initially received.
We just had an individual not too long ago, 94 years old. She went through a red light in Arizona. They spend the winters in Arizona, and she would lose her license if she didn't take. This is a 12-hour class that we offer.
She had to.
And she had to take that class because she wanted to go back to Arizona and drive.
It was a mandate.
That's a great point, John. Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
I'm enjoying your program.
Thanks, John. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Okay, we are talking Gold Badge Driver Training. We're going to take our last break right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY. Come back. We're going to talk quick getaways.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100. or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we are wrapping it up, coming down the stretch here on Biz Talk this morning, and our guests have been Pete Thielen and Tom Witzek, and they are their company is Gold Badge Driver Training. And before we exit this morning, part of our curriculum every week on the show is to give out our guests, leave us with a good biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom. Who wants to start, Tom or Pete? You want to arm wrestle for it?
I'll go first.
Okay.
As was stated earlier, there's a lot involved in getting a business going. I got involved with the SCORE program a little later than I should have. I wish I would have got or had the opportunity to meet Bill a lot sooner than I did, because he has a lot of great ideas and a lot of guidance. So my biz tip would be to, if you're looking at starting a business or need help in getting some changes made, contact SCORE, and it's free and invaluable tips he's given me.
Thanks, that's good.
Appreciate
stuff.
That, yeah.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah.
Tom?
You know, I'll just kind of piggyback on what Pete said, but, you know, to contact SCORE to help you out. But, you know, the big thing is, if you have an idea or a thought in mind on something that you know, a gut feeling about right. something, you know, just don't let it sit on the table. Go ahead with it, you know, contact other people, right. research it, and come up, you know, with whatever your ideas were, and you know, do the best you can with something, because, you know, if it's left on the table, it's going to go nowhere.
Right, exactly. Would you give out your contact data one more time, folks? Website, phone mail?
Yeah, someone wants to get a hold of you. Yeah. We'll,
it's goldbadgedrivertraining.com, and the number's 920-740-3710.
Thanks. Well, it was really a good show this morning, and it was refreshing to know that there's a good training facility out there for drivers. One that's current and very cutting edge.
Yeah, and I can see the car having a nice big gold badge logo on the side. Is that coming?
Not literally gold.
Yeah.
But thank you for the opportunity coming on this
yeah,
morning.
You're welcome.
We appreciate getting the word out on our business, and appreciate your time.
Yeah, and keep on keeping on, because I think this may be the beginning of something that could be very big.
Well, so, it's good to have folks on the show who are in business for the right reason. It's to do something good for someone else,
right.
And if that pays off, it pays off financially, but at least it's going to pay off with good values. Be
well,
safe out there.
You know, and that's our intent. Mm-hmm. You know, as Pete mentioned before, our intent is not to just put people through so they can get their driving privilege, but to make them good, safe drivers and
right.
use good judgment when they're out on the road.
Okay. Yep. Next week we're talking pets. We got Noah's Ark.
Oh,
will
that'll
be joining
fun.
Us. And so that's our show this morning. And if anybody's out and about tonight, I'll be performing at the Recovery Room and South Oneida Street.
Yep. So. And I'd just like to put out an invitation, Jim, to anyone listening in the audience. If you're interested in learning more about the SCORE chapter and you'd like to be a SCORE
right.
counselor, contact us at scorefoxcities.com and just indicate that you'd like to be a SCORE counselor. And we'll take it from there, and we'll invite you into the chapter, and you can learn all about being a SCORE counselor for folks like Tom and Pete.
Okay, Pete and Tom, thank you so much once again. And that's our show for this Saturday morning. We'll see you next Saturday at BizTalk.